thanks for staying with us here on a very Sauk Prairie Christmas, broadcasting from the hardware floor of McFarland's in Sauk City on WRPQ. We've got some more music from our wonderful music guests, the Kerosene Kites. Take it away, Beth.
Hey, baby, I know it's been forever since I called you. I just had to see if you remember. Walking through the streets in the glow of Christmas lights. All the bells were ringing and the church choir singing. My favorite memory is you singing Silent Night. Give me one more chance this Christmas. It's been too long and I miss this. Only one more week until New Year's Eve, and I need you close to me. Forget the past and start over before the air gets colder. There's not a better gift that I could receive that comes from you to me than one more chance. Remember making angels in the snow, skating in the park and we were laughing. Kept falling on my back, but you held my hand so tight. And now the night is falling and I couldn't help calling. I miss you so bad I can't take another silent night. But give me one more chance this Christmas. It's been too long and I miss this. Only one more week until New Year's Eve, and I need you close to me. Forget the past and start over before the air gets colder. There's not a better gift that I can receive that comes from you to me than one more chance. This time I know it's been good for me. Now it's time for that to end. And I've learned so much from my mistakes and how to be a better friend. And that's why I called tonight to say deep space just ain't right. I won't go down without a fight. Give me one more chance this Christmas. It's been too long and I miss this. Only one more week until New Year's Eve. I need you close to me. But give me one more chance this Christmas. It's been too long. One more chance. One more chance.
You've been listening to the music of Kerosene Kites, a flammable group if ever there was one, right? Which is made up of Beth Killey and Eric Chelland. I'm getting better at Eric. Better. Not perfect, but I'm better. Beth, tell me, how did you guys get together? Now, you actually have other bands. You have Beth Killey Band,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
And which that's how I met you, actually, was through it bringing is. The Beth Killey Band
yes.
out.
And Eric's with the Mascot Theory.
Okay. So. Mascot Theory. I'll have to talk to you about that later, because awesome. There's got to be a story behind that name.
Oh, yeah. A little bit, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, and then you started doing things. Actually, you did your album North Star a number of years
yeah,
ago,
yeah, that was
right?
in 2014. So we met through a group called the Nashville Songwriters Association. Okay. It was just a group of songwriters gets together and exchanges ideas, and then reconnected several years later after Eric had come to a couple meetings, and I went and saw his band play at a little coffee shop in Verona where I live, and his bassist's girlfriend was working at the coffee shop, and she's like, you should come see my boyfriend's band, and I was like, oh, that's great, I'll come see your boyfriend's band, and I showed up and I was blown away. They were so good. I was like, who are these guys? And I remembered Eric, and we started chatting. He's like, we should get together and write. I'm like, we should get together and write. And for some reason, we started writing Christmas songs. And the rest is history. Well,
and now you've done all these different renditions on your brand new album, brand new CDs out, so Undercover Christmas, which I thought the interesting thing about that is that it's all recognizable songs, but very unrecognizable melodies.
Yeah, that's a songwriter in us. Yeah, that's why it's interesting even to hear that, you know, these songs, a lot of them started off as poems, and forget about the music part. That's kind of how we took them. You know, we just kind of said, okay, here's the lyrics, and let's add some different music to them, maybe.
Very cool.
Which my kids kind of hate, but that's okay.
Yes, his four-year-old was looking at us really funny the other day when we were playing Jingle Bells. Like, that's not how you sing Jingle Bells.
That's how we sing it, sweetheart.
Go to bed. So
that's how we're going to sing it in this house. As long as you live in this house, you'll sing it my way. Yeah. Anyways, well, thanks so much for being here with us today. This is great. Great to have great music, isn't it?
Yes.
It is indeed. So it gets us a chance to do other things, like the real thing, the real Christmas, the real first Christmas, the reason we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what's behind the whole idea, the reason for the season, as we say. What really happened? There's multiple accounts of it, right, at least?
Sure. We have four different Gospels. Mark begins his Gospel with Jesus already in his probably 30s and really doesn't take a moment to go back and talk about the nativity scene. Matthew and Luke give us a presentation that starts with the infancy. Luke pushing back to the announcement, and I guess Matthew does as well, but pushing prior to his birth into the announcement by the angels. Then the Gospel of John pushes the boundaries even further back to teach us that Christ, the second person of the Trinity, existed before he was born as Jesus, and insists that he existed and actually is the creator of the universe, and then was dispatched by the Father to come on an errand to rescue lost humanity. So, yeah, you have those different perspectives that we talked about before, different angles looking at the same incident, talking to different audiences, presenting that information to them differently. But there's a way of synthesizing, a way of understanding and seeing them piece together and really tell different angles of that same event.
And understanding that it's a real person we're talking about. This is a real event that happened. I mean, there are archaeological studies that, you know, I thought it was interesting. Lee Strobel's book on A Case for Christmas, he talks about we accept stories about Alexander. We accept stories of him that are actually the copies, and the stories that we have are hundreds of years after the fact that Alexander the Great was around, but we still accept those as being truthful and pretty factual. In fact, archaeology proves it. But Jesus, the stories of Jesus are within decades and sometimes within just years of when it happened. So the possibility that this is just kind of fable-ish mythological information really doesn't exist. That's a fallacy. Isn't it?
I would agree. I would agree. And oftentimes is a misperception that keeps people from responding to this story. John, in his gospel, I believe it's chapter 8, tells this interesting narrative. As he does not necessarily give us a birth narrative, but in the way in which John writes his gospel, you get the sense that he anticipates his audience is already familiar with the stories, either from the other three gospels. Perhaps they were written earlier than John's. But he has this story when Jesus is an adult, and these people are bickering back and forth and arguing about whether he could indeed be the Christ. And And John records that some of them say, he can't be the Christ, he's from Galilee. Isn't the Christ supposed to be of the descendant of David? He was supposed to be born in Bethlehem. This one can't be. And John never comments on that. He doesn't refute it. He just lets that hang out there. And it's this masterful writing of a narrative that causes the audience almost, who knows the truth, to want to rise up out of their seats and say to the guy that's saying this, almost like on a stage in front of you, you're wrong. You're rejecting him because of a misunderstanding. And so
you don't have all the facts.
You don't have all the facts. Yeah. Your facts are mistaken. And sometimes people today make that same mistake.
Well, even with the genealogies. I mean, I remember years ago finding out how, you know, people would talk about, why is this genealogy different than this one? And thinking, okay, well, there's an inconsistency right there. That it doesn't make any sense that those would be completely different. And then one day you wake up and go, duh, he's got a mom and a dad.
Mm-hmm.
There is different genealogies there depending on which side. So, but those are important in terms of telling who he is too, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the individuals that God used and that were a part of his lineage is a story of redemption. I mean, when you go back to the Old Testament stories that identify those individuals, he's got some crooks and some people that didn't have good reputation even in his background. Just like us. The author of Hebrews said, had to be made like us, sharing in blood and sharing in flesh and sharing in the having a family that at times is dysfunctional.
Yeah, crazy Uncle Harry. So why do we have to invite him to the Christmas party anyways? Because he's part of the family. Mm-hmm. So... And there's a passage in Luke that I think we talked about before, that how important that is, because it kind of sets the scene for what happens. It's my favorite part of Charlie Brown Christmas, in fact, too, when Linus steps out onto stage and Charlie Brown is so upset about, you know, doesn't anybody know anything about Christmas anymore? And Linus steps out onto stage and says, what is that passage? It's in Luke 2, isn't it?
Luke chapter 2. Would you like me to read that?
Yes, please. See if you do as well as Linus.
Yeah. I think he recited his. I'm not prepared to do that.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
It came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Pretty simple story.
It is. Not a whole lot of detail, and that's why our imagination sometimes kicks in.
Yeah,
and
we had to fill it in. Right. It's like you're a movie script writer and saying, yeah, okay, we got to flesh that out a little bit more. Let's see, we'll have F-15 fighter jets come in, and they'll blaze a trail through it. Yeah, you can see where that happens, though, because it is so simple. He didn't. He's a prince of peace, the wonderful counselor, and yet he doesn't come in with a lot of fanfare. Mm. Mm. There's a star shining, which I think I read somewhere that the explanation of that could actually be a supernova. We don't really know. Could be a multiple phase supernova. We don't know, but we know that it drove the wise men there,
mm-hmm.
who were probably Eastern mythologists of some.
Yeah, came from the East and in the. In some sense there. Matthew gives us that account.
And the shepherds who came, which I think one of the magazines I read, it was very interesting that shepherds were kind of skittish people. the having them come, I was joking with it, having the shepherds come was kind of like, you know, the mafia coming going, hey, Guido, let's go check this out. You know, it's like, whoa, what are the shepherds doing here? And yet Mary was fine with it from what we...
And well, not only Mary, but God. Yeah. I mean, the angel is sent to these individuals and the announcement's made to them. He doesn't show up in Jerusalem. He doesn't go to King Herod. He doesn't go to the wise and the religious. He takes it to those who are the down and outers. And that's part of the beauty of this story.
Yeah. It's intended for you where you are.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bring anything special to it. I like that the little drummer boy song, you know, again, no indication of a drummer being there.
I was wondering where you were going.
Yeah, that's just not a factual representation. But I love the fact that that little drummer boy says, I have no gift to bring, but shall I play for you? I've always loved that idea of, you know, don't worry about having something, just give of yourself. Mm. And that's the same message that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What strikes you about the Christmas story that, why does it matter? I mean, why do we keep telling the story over and over again? What?
I think the crucial sense of who Jesus is what makes it matter. Luke starts out his gospel, his prologue, at the very beginning, chapter 1, he starts out saying that, hey, there have been many people who have attempted to write this stuff down. We've heard this stuff. He's apparently been commissioned by someone named Theophilus, perhaps is putting this together for Theophilus's instruction, etc. But he says... in the sense, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word that have been handed down to us, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order. Why? So that you might know the exact truth about the things that have been taught. And so I think Luke sets that up of saying, this is true. This is reality. This really indeed happened. I've taken the time to investigate it. I'm going to write it out for you so that you might be convinced, so that you might be led to believe that as well. I can't help but wonder at times, there's several occasions during... in Luke's gospel where he talks about Mary, the mother of Jesus, treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Again, this is one of those conjectures, but we do get a sense that Mary was young at the point at which this all started in her life, perhaps merely a teenager. If that's the case, she's barely pushing 50, when Jesus is, a grown man in his ministry. It could very well have been that Mary was alive, was an eyewitness that Luke is alluding to. And it seems so much of the story from Luke's gospel is written from Mary's perspective that you wonder, was she not one of his eyewitness sources that he had investigated, sat down with her as an older woman and said, tell me what that was going on. And
sure,
you get the picture from Mary's vantage point.
Well, and check it out. If we can encourage people to do anything, just check it out.
Yeah.
Read through, find out, investigate. It stands up if you do. We're going to wrap up this section. We'll go out of the segment, and we'll come back in to the next segment with Beth playing the same song. We'll see if we can pick it up at the exact same place, right? Beth, you've got one more at least, right?
Let's do a little Hark the Herald Angel.
Oh. the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful among ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, made in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the God has seen, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man to dwell, Jesus of Emmanuel. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, and bound he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, but to raise the sons of.
Courtesy Ford of Sauk Prairie, home of Trucktown USA. Choose from a bigger inventory of over 1,000 vehicles at CourtesyFordSaukCity.com. Get bigger discounts with Black Friday specials continuing through the end of the year. Exclusively at Courtesy Ford Sauk City. Trade-in allowances over and above Kelley Blue Book. Visit Courtesy Ford Sauk City today. Test drive the Ford F-150 and get more truck for your buck at $249 payments. See dealer for details. Service now open on Saturdays, and we will work on diesels. It's all new Courtesy Ford in Sauk City. It's courtesy that counts.
There's always a special magic in the air this time of year. The holiday season is a great time for Meyer Insurance in Sauk City, your local Pekin Insurance Agency, to thank you for your business and wish you and yours all the best during this special time of year. In any season, Meyer Insurance Agency is committed to providing you with beyond the expected service and peace of mind. From everyone at Meyer Insurance and Pekin Insurance, enjoy the wonder of the season and have a safe and happy holiday.
Fritz Wittenbach here. Meet your holiday needs at Wittenbach Meats in Prairie du Sac. We feature the finest cuts of meat for your family's holiday dinner. Choice Angus prime rib roast, pork crown roast, lamb. We have the 2016 State Fair Grand Champion ham and a variety of seafood. We also feature pulled pork and grilled and sliced beef. All you need to do is warm it up. Go to wmeats.com. I'll let you in on a little secret. Santa likes Wittenbach bacon better than cookies.
Are you looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531.
More than $1 million. That's how much members of Heritage Credit Union saved last year. They refinanced their vehicles and homes to get better rates and lower payments. And they used our free and low-cost financial services to save even more. Like Heritage's Simply Free Checking with no hidden fees, no minimum balance, and thousands of surcharge-free ATMs. Members save hundreds each year just by making the switch to Heritage, and you can too. Visit heritagecu.org/million for complete details. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
welcome back to a very Sauk Prairie Christmas. And here's some more music from the Kerosene Kites.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive our King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing.
Heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing,
and to
heaven and to
heaven and nature
sing.
Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns, and men their songs employ, our fields and
go anywhere. We're going to be right back with a closing comments from A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas and Pastor Brian Brotherton.
If you have future construction plans, you'll want to talk with Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sac. Badger Excavating and Plumbing can dig your basement, provide final property grade for landscaping, including sand and topsoil as needed, roughen your driveway, and provide gravel for a good firm base. Let me mention plumbing too. Badger Excavating and Plumbing offers complete plumbing service and fixtures and septic systems too. Contact Badger Excavating and Plumbing in Prairie du Sac today at 608-643-2881.
I'm Steve Pletz with Bank of Prairie du Sac. We're celebrating 100 years. Since 1916, we have been a locally owned, independent community bank. We put customers first, and our mission is to do what's right. We want to say thank you to all our customers and the entire community. Thank you for 100 years. We look forward to serving you for 100 more. Stop by our locations in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City or call us at 608-643-3393 to experience our personalized banking firsthand. Member.
And we're back with A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas. Thanks for staying with us for the whole show. As we wrap up here, Pastor Brotherton, again, why does it matter? Why does it matter that the Christmas story is real, that it happened, that it wasn't just made up? What's behind it all?
If the gospel writers begin with the Christmas story, the nativity narratives, they end with the Easter narratives and the absolute importance of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection to our eternal destiny, that Christ came, suffered a consequence for our sin, and for those who place faith in what he has done on their behalf and rely on that, there is the promise of an eternity with God. Paul, in thinking about it much later, writes a letter to Timothy, and he has this saying. He says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And in one way, that sentence brings both of those together, his coming into the world and his saving of sinners. That was his purpose. That was the reason. That's why we celebrate Christmas, is because Easter is true.
And it doesn't, you know, one of the things I've heard as an argument is, well, Christmas didn't really happen in December. It doesn't matter, really,
right.
Does it? I mean, it doesn't matter
that it happened.
Yeah.
Matters.
Right. that when? It happened, that yeah. it happened in the way that it happened.
Right.
Because all the prophecies that were fulfilled.
Exactly.
We didn't really even touch on that, but I remember Strobel talking about, in order for 9 of the prophecies to have been fulfilled, it would be mathematically the equivalent of covering the entire state of Texas with 2 feet of stacked silver dollars, sending a blind guy out in the middle of it and saying, find one marked quarter. Mm. So that's the likelihood, the mathematical probability. So it's just mind-boggling when you think about it, really. How many prophecies were fulfilled? Do you know that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like over 100?
I don't remember that. I'd have to review that. Okay.
Right.
I have more homework.
People out in the audience, look it up, too, because it's an important thing to realize that it's just phenomenal.
Hmm.
Really, really phenomenal. And there's all kinds of background to that, too. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for explaining it. Thanks for letting us know what happened. So
you're welcome.
My pleasure. And thank you, Beth and Eric.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Aaron Kipley, our diligent sound engineer for all these episodes. Thanks, Jeff and Ann Smith, for being willing to put a crazy person like me on the air. And thank you all for listening. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. May it be a joyous and peaceful season. And we're going to end with the Kerosene Kites doing another one thing that only they can do, sing great music.
It's Christmas, anything goes. See the lip locks, lovers under mistletoe. It's Christmas, everything's sweet. All silver and gold, even red matches green. Oh, oh, oh. Wouldn't it be nice if all year long there was peace on earth? We could sing this song. Wouldn't it be cool if we wrapped it up, gave it all year round to the ones we love? Grand, all the brothers and sisters offer in their hands. It's Christmas, everyone sing. Raise your voice in sweet harmony. Oh, oh, oh. Wouldn't it be nice if all year long there was peace on earth? We could sing this song. Wouldn't it be cool if we wrapped it?
Prairie Plumbing and Heating, courtesy Ford, Merrimack Communications, and Consumers Co-op have helped bring you this live edition of A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas. Today's show came to you from McFarland's and was also brought to you by Fairway Mortgage, Prairie Clinic, Wittenbach Meats, Badger Excavating and Plumbing, and Heritage Credit Union. Listen for A Very Sauk Prairie Christmas with host Raul LaBreche through Christmas Eve morning. Additional sponsors of today's show included Bank of Prairie du Sac, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and Meyer Insurance. Thank you for joining us. Have a very merry Sauk Prairie Christmas.